This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. lawmakers have reached a deal for a new coronavirus relief package, and a vote is expected on Monday. The $900 billion package will provide the first new aid in months to an American economy and individuals battered by the surging coronavirus pandemic. The package would be the second largest economic stimulus in U.S. history. It follows a $2.3 trillion aid bill passed in March. Republican and Democratic leaders said the package should have enough support to pass both chambers of Congress. A White House spokesman said President Donald Trump also supports the bill and will sign it into law. The House was expected to vote on the legislation on Monday, and said a spokeswoman for House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer. The House would also pass a one-day stopgap spending bill to avert a government shutdown at midnight on Sunday. The Senate was likely to vote on Monday, too. Several countries are banning travel from Britain because of concerns over the rapid spread of a new strain of the coronavirus. Now the strain has turned up outside of Britain. Italy's foreign minister said Sunday that a case had been identified in Rome, and the World Health Organization said 9 cases had been detected in Denmark and 1 each in the Netherlands and Australia. The U.S. Embassy in Iraq condemned a rocket attack on its compound in Baghdad's Green Zone on Sunday. The embassy said the attack caused minor damage and no injuries. A statement from the embassy also called on Iraqi political and governmental leaders to take steps to prevent such attacks. Don't forget, you can read the latest international news headlines on voanews.com, and you can also download the VOA News app. This is VOA News. A Chinese aircraft carrier group led by the newest ship, the Shandong, has sailed through the Taiwan Strait on its way to routine drills in the South China Sea. China's Navy confirmed the trip after Taiwan mobilized its forces to monitor the situation. While it is not the first time China's carriers have passed close to Taiwan, it comes at a time of heightened tension between Taipei and Beijing. China claims Taiwan as its territory, China claims Taiwan, a democratically ruled island, as its own territory. The Shandong carrier group sailed through the Taiwan Strait a day after a U.S. warship transited the same waterway. China's military said it tailed the ship. The Navy also said the trip was smooth and the drills are part of normal arrangements made in accordance with annual plans. Taiwan said it sent 6 warships and 8 Air Force aircraft to stand guard and monitor the Chinese ship's movements. The Shandong is China's second carrier and was formally commissioned almost exactly a year ago. Moderna Incorporated and its partners have started distributing their COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S. It is the second vaccine approved for emergency use in the country. Shipments began leaving warehouses early Sunday for healthcare facilities. The U.S. leads the world with 17.6 million cases and more than 316,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University data. The head of Operation Warp Speed, Monsef Slaoui, told CNN that the first shots of Moderna's vaccine are most likely going to be administered on Monday morning. Operation Warp Speed is the Trump administration's vaccine development program. The travel and tourism industry around the world has been hit especially hard by the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. city of Las Vegas, Nevada, a major tourist destination, is now turning to individual dining tents, food trucks, and contactless takeout to try to survive the latest restrictions that limit indoor dining. Amid a surge of reported coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in Nevada, Governor Steve Sisolak tightened restrictions on casinos and restaurants in late November. The governor ordered them to reduce capacity to 25% or 50 people and extended the limits until at least January 15th. A human rights group in Belarus says security forces have detained dozens of people during the latest protests. The Vyasna rights group says at least 42 people have been detained in the capital Minsk, as well as several other cities. Read the full story on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.